The Texas State Board of Education has advanced a plan to incorporate Bible-based lessons into elementary school classrooms, marking one of the latest efforts by Republican-led states to introduce religious content into public education. The proposal, which would be optional for schools, includes financial incentives for those who adopt it, offering $60 per student in additional state funding. Examples of Bible-based lessons include stories from the Book of Genesis and teachings such as the Golden Rule. The board is expected to hold a final vote on the proposal Friday, November 22nd, after members voted 8-7 in favor of the curriculum during a preliminary vote. The decision came after a series of testimonies from parents and educators who shared their thoughts on including Bible lessons in public schools. Board members expressed a range of views, with some supporting the plan and others opposing it. One supporter said, "People want to know why this curriculum would work. Everything is birthed through prayer and the power of God." Opponents voiced concerns as well. One opponent said during public comment, "I believe that the Christian Bible is important and even foundational, but that voice should not be made by the state for my family or any other." Another said, "If we try too much to be taken over by any one religion, we risk damaging the experience of children who have differing beliefs." One board member, who observed the lessons in classrooms, defended the curriculum. "I went and watched it, I've sat in the classrooms, and I think it works." Supporters argue that Bible teachings offer a holistic educational foundation, while opponents worry that the focus on Christianity could marginalize students from diverse religious backgrounds. The curriculum proposal stems from a law passed earlier this year, which mandates the Texas Education Agency to create a free textbook with religious content. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has expressed his support for the initiative. This move is part of a broader trend among conservative lawmakers in Texas who have also proposed displaying the Ten Commandments in classrooms, with plans to revisit the issue next year. Texas is not alone in these efforts. In Oklahoma, state officials are seeking to include the Bible in public school lessons, though a lawsuit has been filed to block the plan. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, a federal judge recently struck down a law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public classrooms, ruling that it violated the separation of church and state. The debate over religious teachings in public schools remains fierce, and while some states are moving forward with these measures, their future may ultimately be decided in the courts. If the Texas board approves the Bible lessons on Friday, schools would have the option to adopt them for the upcoming school year in August 2025.